This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Sergey Sheely Sorens with us, medical doctor and emergency room doctor. And I'm delighted to be broadcasting with him. We're talking about what do you have in your storehouse of supplies as things become more in short supply. And class, people who have never experienced it before are now experiencing shortages. And who am I talking about? People in like the Washington, D.C. area. Where, and seriously, you don't see many shortages there because I believe, this is just my belief, and don't believe anything you hear me say, don't believe anything you hear in the media, and don't believe anything you read on the internet. Do your own research and make up your own mind. But I believe that in the Washington, D.C. area and the commuting distances from Washington, D.C., there are very few things in short supply, and I believe that is so that those people who are telling you how good it is don't see how bad it is. They don't quite have the shortages that we have in the rest of the country. And frankly, you don't see many people using diesel in their cars in Washington, D.C. They have all these new high-performance gas-powered cars. So they don't see the things that we as farmers and those of us at USA Prepared students and instructors see. They don't see it. And Dr. Sergey Sheely Sorens and I are talking about shortages. What else should we be considering right now as a warning maybe from you in the medical profession to us at our homes?
So we're talking about shortages and things of that nature. I just want to relay a little something from former Soviet where I grew up. I grew up in Belarus, speaking of that, when I was younger. And there was literally a shortage in everything. Shortage of bread, shortage of the essentials. Once in a while, you had meat. Some once in a while, you had something that was a celebration. That was like a New Year's meal. Oh man, we got stuff. Sometimes we got fruit, but I remember we used to walk around, and I was a kid back then, maybe 12 years old when I left the country. I literally, even young ones were basically caring about these bags that you would fold and unfold. And then if you see a line in the store, you would literally go into a line and you would wait until there's hopefully something. Sometimes there would be nothing. But at the very least, there's hope. So I don't think it's going to come to that here in this country. I hope not. But it's a possibility. And if it's possible, it just may happen. So what do you need to have? So we talked about the essentials, the youth formula, we talked about vitamin D, we talked about magnesium, but I also want to talk about something else that's non-physical, because there's other physical things that we need to talk about, but it's the mental attitude, it's your mind frame, it's knowing that I am okay and letting go of stuff that you have no control over. By the way, I got Dr. Sheely here who is smiling and saying amen here, so if you feel free to get him on the line as well, he's happy to say something. But yeah, I would say other than some of the basic physical things and some basic food supplies, and you talk about being ready, having food, having supplies, having things that are essential. But also internally, knowing that I am okay and knowing that I will get through this. Anything else that I'm saying to Dr. Sheely?
I wanted to ask
here?
Dr. Sheely, Dr. Shuley, how about iodine? How important would that kit bag be to have? I mean, how important is it to have iodine in the kit bag, whether it be a topical or drops that you can take orally?
How important is iodine, Dad?
Well, essential. You know, it's the thyroid function is critical.
Dr. Shuley, if someone is on, let's say, synthetic medicine for thyroid and they run out of it, I know you don't like it, but I'm thinking that most people, for some reason, medical doctors do not want to prescribe Armour Thyroid as you prescribe it, but and your son does, but
right.
Most doctors do not prescribe Armour Thyroid. They prescribe the synthetic version of it. So
yes,
if a person runs out of it,
work.
Okay,
it doesn't work.
If they run out of it, can they, in the short term, use a drop or two of iodine in a glass of water or not?
Oh, sure. In fact, even when you're taking thyroid medication, you should take a little bit of iodine once a week.
Okay. And do you have a dosage in mind so that we can convert drops of liquid iodine to the dosage that you recommend?
One or two drops a week was adequate.
Okay. Okay. And what would that iodine be called? Are there different kinds of iodine? Is the kind of iodine that I rub on a wound of our cows, is that the same? I'm talking like betadine?
No, it's called Lugol's solution.
Lugol's iodine. Okay. So
yeah.
Lugol's iodine is can be taken orally, yes?
Yes.
Okay, class. And can we buy Lugol's iodine on your website, normshuley.com?
No, we do not have it for sale.
Okay. Class, you can buy it. You can just go to the internet and you can type Lugol's space iodine and you can find it. And typically you can get a couple ounce bottle or a 4 ounce bottle for somewhere around $12, $13.
Right.
It's inexpensive. Now, Lugol's iodine can be used for everything, right? You can put it on topically on if you cut yourself. I mean, it's not a lot of fun. It stings, but
absolutely.
Can't that? Mm-hmm. Okay. And can you also absorb the Lugol's iodine solution through your skin? Should you not want to take it orally as a supplement?
Yes. Could
you
just not as good, but yes.
Okay, so if I took a Q-tip, Dr. Shuley, and I painted, if I took a drop or two of iodine out of the dropper that comes with the Lugol's iodine solution, put a drop or two on a clean Q-tip, and then painted it on my forearm, let's say the size of a postage stamp, would that be one way of supplementing with... Huh? Okay. All right. And is that something that most of us should do, all of us should do, or what?
Well, I think yes.
Yes, all of us should do it?
Yes.
Okay, except maybe newborns, right?
Right. Not at all.
Okay. By the way, Dr. Shuley, when I visited you, not for your birthday party, but the time I visited you before that, you suggested that I take Nitro Extreme and Kyani, K-Y-A-N-I.
Right.
And the product is called Nitro, N-I-T-R-O, X-T-R-E-M-E. Two words, Nitro, then the word Extreme, X-T-R-E-M-E. I think it's working great. I really do. That and the CoQ10 is working great.
I've been taking it for 12 years or more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dr. Shuley, can you tell the class what the benefits of Nitro Extreme are as a supplement?
Circulation. Mainly it increases circulation.
Okay, and then what about for those who might have a heart issue? Is it something that you might want to take or should you avoid it?
Safe. Safe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what I do is I take about 8 drops, 10 drops, 12 drops, and I drop it from the dropper onto my tongue, and then I swish it around for 30 seconds in my mouth before I swallow it. Is that the
right
recommended?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Dr. Shuley, coffee. And I've been thinking about coffee, decaffeinated coffee versus just the regular full-strength ground coffee. And there are 4 methods that are used in decaffeinating coffee. And one of them is using carbon dioxide bubbles in water. And that would be the safest. Then there's the Swiss method, which I'm not that familiar with. And then there's another method that uses a solvent called benzene. And benzene will extract the caffeine from coffee, and then the coffee beans are rinsed. But I'm not so sure that they're rinsed all that well, because I'm not there during the process. I'm not sure I want to have coffee that's decaffeinated if I'm not 100% sure that the process is the natural process, carbonated water.
Right.
What are your
excuse
thoughts?
To do decaffeinated.
Okay, so because of the risk of benzene being used in decaffeinating coffee, you would not risk it. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, class, there used to be a coffee. It was one of the early ones that came out. It's called Sanka, S-A-N-K-A. S-A-N would be without. K would be coffee or caffeine. So without caffeine, Sanka, and it used the chemical process, which is the one you do not want to use. So that was then. Now they say naturally decaffeinated. Maybe they learned that the carcinogens that were used were a bad idea. So I was going to buy some decaffeinated coffee over the weekend. And I looked up. Wait a minute, it doesn't say naturally decaffeinated anymore. What's up? And it doesn't say anything. So I'm thinking, if it doesn't say anything, I don't know. And if I don't know, I'm not going to buy it. So I said, forget that. We'll just drink regular coffee that doesn't have the benzene in it, or had the benzene in it. So those are a couple of my thoughts. I take it you're in agreement with just go back to regular coffee.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Dr. Shuley, we talked about this years ago, and we've talked about this over the years, you and I, and that was, I don't like eating at restaurants. Actually, I'm terrified of eating at restaurants. I've had some tenants in back in the 80s who worked at restaurants, and I knew how they lived. I didn't want to go into after I let them occupy our row houses, I didn't want to go back into them. They're so filthy. And so I'm thinking, these are the people who are working in restaurants, kitchens and servers and the rest of it. And if their hygiene is that bad, I certainly don't want to eat there. Well, there's another reason that you and I talked about. There are actually several reasons why I don't want to eat at restaurants. Number one is when they use the knives for sharpening. Now, when they sharpen the knives for, cutting beef, for example, and vegetables, and I sharpen knives, and I use a sharpening stone, and a sharp knife is great, but what about all those billions with a B, or trillions with a T, of metal particles that are stuck on the knife after they're sharpened? Do they get them all off? Do they wash them, and rinse them, and wipe them after they sharpen them, or do they just a quick rinse? I don't want to eat that stainless steel. When we come back, can we have your comments, Dr. Shuley?
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. It's great to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Dr. Norm Shealy. And I was mentioning that I really have a lot of concerns about eating out at restaurants because of the food preparation, the chemicals, and there's so many reasons why I don't want to eat at restaurants. But one of them was just the simple sharpening of knives and the trillions of particles of stainless steel that could be left on the knives and go into the food. Dr. Shealy, is that a concern of the heavy metals of nickel and cadmium and et cetera in stainless steel?
Let me jump in, actually. This is Dr. Shealy, but this is Dr. Shealy Sorin here. I just took over from Dad. Interestingly enough, and I'm not saying not to enjoy your favorite restaurant, but heavy metals are very predominant lately. They can actually disturb or interrupt the pathways of metabolism, including the brain, various organ systems. And it's certainly, if one has a mysterious sort of I'm not feeling well or no solutions from the conventional medicine, that's one of the areas to consider and to address those mystery cases. That's why a functional approach to medicine, holistic functional, spirit, soul, mind, body, with a root cause approach, which is what we do here at Real Holistic Doc, you have to really answer the questions. And there's a way to test for metals that is actually better than just testing the random times. You actually induce or give a little substance that brings out whatever it is in the tissues, and then you'll see the real load. Interestingly enough, most people don't know that.
Yeah, so I'm very concerned, and also there are people who I met a guy, we were in Virginia, he was a customer of ours at our computer factory, and he had a hip replacement. And he was told by his doctor, take it easy, don't do any wild things. I mean, don't overstress this joint. And it was stainless on stainless. So the ball was stainless and the cup was stainless. So it was stainless on stainless, and the only lubrication was, you know, bodily fluids. And he said, I don't care. You know, if I want to go skiing and hiking and, you know, those things that I used to do, I still want to do them. And he was warned about the metal particles that are entering his bloodstream with every single step.
That is a possibility. That is a possibility, and especially if a person has symptoms. Now, a lot of people have hardware. I have titanium, for example, in me. I have spine. I have pretty much my left side of the body is I've got titanium. Whereas, again, that's still a bit of a concern, but you know what? If it's keeping my spine being able to walk up straight and stand up and do whatever, everything, martial arts and everything I'm doing, okay, I'll take it. So, you know, there's also a question or a concept of the pros and cons of risk-benefit, because there's very few things in this world that have zero risk. Question is what you're doing, is the benefit outweigh the risk? That's how you look. That's how you have to look at everything, from the medicine perspective, at least. And in the holistic field, yeah, the modalities and interventions and everything that you think about, first and foremost, make sure it's safe, safer than concerns in the ratio, and then you have to make sure that it works. So those are the two principles.
But can you get it out? So let's say a person goes to a restaurant and they've got a new employee there, has no clue, and he just sharpens the knife and says, you know, they say I should rinse this off and wipe it off, but, you know, that's an extra step. I don't feel like it. And let's say they use over and over and over for cutting salads, so the stainless steel particles, which are nickel and chromium for the most part, which are both heavy metals, are now in the food. They enter the body through ingestion and digestion. Can you get those particles out?
Yes, absolutely. There is, in our clinic, we've initiated a practice, it's chelation with EDTA. And it's an agent that binds and, it's literally, it grabs it and then it takes it out of the body. But it's a series of IVs, and sometimes you have to do 10, 20, up to 40, depending on the load, depending on the situation.
So it's easier not to... It's easier not to ingest it in the first place, right?
It's the easiest thing. Don't get it in. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have time when we come back? I had a couple questions about, some of the some of the agents that are used in washing dishes at restaurants that are harmful, and restaurant dishwashers aren't quite as good as those that we use in our home.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. Argentina is atop the World Cup again, champions for the first time since 1986, defeating defending champs France 4-2 in penalty kicks after the team played to a 3-3 tie over the weekend. I knew, said forward Lionel Messi, that God was going to give it to me. End quote. FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried is planning to greenlight extradition to the United States and face criminal charges related to the cryptocurrency exchange's collapse. Mr. Bankman-Fried had been in custody in an undesirable jail in the Bahamas since he was arrested 1 week ago. Two of the slain University of Idaho students were caught on surveillance video discussing an unknown man named Adam several hours before they were killed in an unsolved quadruple murder last month. The video was on the morning of November 13th from a food truck in downtown Moscow, Idaho. Lance Fry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
keto? Oh,
God,
you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, Dr. Sergey Shuley Sorens with us. And we're talking about toxicity and we're talking about heavy metals. And a couple topics, if we have time, maybe we could discuss them. One of them is eating at restaurants and the way they wash their dishes. They have commercial dishwashers that are in the business of washing dishes much faster than the home dishwasher. And so what they do is they wash them for about a minute. And they use a different detergent, a much stronger detergent. And that detergent doesn't always rinse off as well as we'd like it to. And I'm talking about the plates and the knives, you know, the silverware, if you will. the glasses. And so what they do is they use a surface tension reducing chemical to make it more slippery for the water to rinse off the detergent. But that doesn't come off either. And completely. And so one of the problems is that these chemicals that are left on the knives, forks, spoons, glasses, cups, plates can cause allergies, inflammation, depression. Inflammation's a big one. And this is all from going out to eat. And that's not the food. That's just what you eat the food on or from or with. Your thoughts?
Junk. Junk. Poison.
Well, Dr. Shilley, do you think I'm imagining this, or
when no, it's real. I don't go out unless I have to.
And seriously, when I sharpen a knife, I rinse it and I clean it with a cloth and clean it to make sure I get every single one of those particles that I can off the knives when I sharpen them, and then. For the dishes, I pre-wash them, and I use the absolute minimum amount of dishwashing detergent, and I used soft water so that I can use the minimum, so that the detergent doesn't stick on the plates as much. I mean, I'm really concerned about it, but what I can't control is if I buy a can of soup. I can't control how well they clean the kettle. I can't control how they sharpen the knives. I can't control the detergents they use. I'm kind of stuck if I use canned food. Or
I don't use canned food.
Yeah. Well, that's the main point, that we've got to get back to growing our own food. You know, I used to work at an auto parts store, and right next door, this is when I was about 17 years old, and right next door there was a Dunkin' Donuts. And believe it or not, at 17 years old, I went over there and I bought a donut, and I bit into it and I cut the roof of my mouth.
Wow.
There was this very sharp piece of metal. It was about a quarter of an inch wide and about an inch long in the donut. And I brought it back to them and they said, like, what do you want? I said, nothing. So I called the health department and they shut them down. And what they found out was the dough mixing equipment had these metal stainless steel blades, and one of them broke off. And the people who worked there weren't smart enough to say, I think this thing's broken. I think there's a part missing. I think it might be one of those jelly donuts. They shut them down, and they made them throw out every single piece of food that they had cooked that day. And that was all because the manager didn't say, oh, my gosh. You know, I think I know where that came from. Hold on. Let me look. And, you know, but he didn't do that. So it cost him a whole day's worth of supplies and, you know, lost customers. But it's experiences like that that have taught me to be careful how I bite slowly, and to expect the unexpected. Absolutely true story. So, yeah, I haven't been to a Dunkin' Donuts since then. But I'm not convinced they pay attention, and I'm not convinced they train their employees to pay attention. I'm not convinced. That doesn't mean they don't. It just means I'm not convinced. So I guess, Dr. Shilley, are we saying the word to the wise is simply you got to do it yourself. You got to grow your own food. You have to cook your own meals. You have to pay attention and be very concerned about hygiene and metals and toxicity and everything, right?
I'm about to order my garden for the spring.
Okay. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, a wide variety of seeds and plants.
Okay. I'd like to write this down, if I may. What?
Well, I start with asparagus, and then I do kale and Chinese cabbage and regular cabbage and regular celery. Tomatoes, of course. Bell peppers, of course. And a variety of melons and cucumbers. You know, it's simply for a garden.
Mm-hmm. How about spices? Mint?
I'm sorry?
How about things like mint, sage?
Oh, mint. Yes, it's already in the garden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you plant other plants, like, I'm trying to think of what we use to ward off pests, like bugs that, do you plant anything in there to prevent your vegetables from being eaten?
Marigolds.
Yeah, marigolds, that's what I was thinking of.
But I don't plant anything else.
How about no watermelon?
No. You know, they take too much room.
Yeah, that's for sure. They do. We planted watermelon this year and or this summer, and we got one, and it took a lot of room. So, you're absolutely right. Do you companion garden?
I'm sorry?
Do you companion garden, grow plants that get along great with their neighbors?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
Okay. So I've got on the list here asparagus, kale, Chinese cabbage, celery, tomatoes, bell peppers, melons, cucumbers, can't read my own writing, marigolds, mint.
Vegetable spaghetti, I forget.
Ah, spaghetti squash?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spaghetti squash. Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Shuley, in the summer, I love it because what I'll do is I'll go out and cut some bell peppers, and I'll cut some hot peppers and cayenne peppers and a small amount of hot peppers and mostly tomatoes of different kinds, the yellow ones and the low-acid ones and the red ones and the cherry tomatoes and the beefsteak and the Rutgers. And I cut them up and a little oil, vinegar, and a little bit of salt and pepper, and it's lunch. And it's absolutely delicious. And, I absolutely feel better when I eat that than other times of year when we don't have that. And I could eat that morning, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it really works great. Dr. Shuley, what are your thoughts about the pasta that is not so dangerous? What are your thoughts? Is it gluten-free pasta, rice pasta?
Well, I don't like gluten at all.
Right.
And, I avoid all of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, but there is gluten-free pasta.
Yes.
Yeah, it just doesn't taste quite as good, but it, so what I'd like to do is have a small amount of pasta, a very small amount of gluten-free pasta, in with those cut-up tomatoes and diced chilies and some onion and eat that all summer long. Okay. I had another question for you. Is Dr. Sergey around or has he left? I wanted to mention something.
He's here.
Okay. Is it possible to have him be involved in this question as well?
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Just taking over.
Okay.
Yeah,
so here's the question. Huh? In 1986, mm-hmm. there was a horrible event in the former Soviet Union. It was the Chernobyl nuclear reactor meltdown.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely horrible. And so radiation went into the air and it came down. And so there was some really, really fertile soil downwind of this disaster.
Yeah.
And the USSR decided that the best thing to do, instead of making this land no man's land and fencing it off and saying, don't go in there, they decided to continue to raise the beef there and build a computer system to make sure everybody got their fair share. Had you been made aware of that?
That's part of the reason. That's one of the main reasons why I came down with colon cancer stage 3+ later on in my years, I believe.
because I lived through that, and we were in that situation for a number of years. The policy back in the former Soviet Union at the time was very clear. Shush, say nothing, do nothing. Continue with the operations, do not cause panic with the people. You don't want people panicked. It's like you don't want the cattle panicked. In other words, they're out of control. So, most of my family, the ones who did not leave when we did in 88, everyone died of thyroid, but also other types of cancers. And that was literally the way of the world.
So you're alive because you left. And those who did not, unfortunately, did not fare so well.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about my family. Now, I'm not talking about everybody else, you know, but...
No, I realize that.
Yeah. Yes, yes, sir. Yeah.
Absolutely horrible. And yeah. and it was the government that did this. The government hid these facts from virtually everybody, right?
Yes, there was actually a national campaign to almost reassure, do not worry. This is the best thing ever. We're okay. Everyone's fine. Don't move. Don't go anywhere. Just carry on. Everything is okay, folks. Nothing to see.
And did the people believe that? Or did they believe the propaganda? Or did they realize that what they've been seeing with their own eyes was in direct contradiction to the message?
You know, the interesting thing is, back in the former Soviet, there were two types of folks of people, interestingly enough. And this repeats a pattern all over the world, I'm seeing, the bigger picture. And there were those that would blindly, without question, without fail, follow every whim of the government. Even if it said it's raining and it's nice and sunny, these people would have umbrellas on. And then there was the other group of people, minority, but that basically took everything that the government said and took it in the app.
That's just like the United States. Do you have a feel for what percentage followed the message from the government versus those who knew the difference?
At least 40 to 60. Halfway. At least.
Yes. Just like this country. Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4242. 1-800-332-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Sergei Shuly-Sorin. Its telephone number in Springfield, Missouri is 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. And the easiest way to remember the website is what I use, normshealy.com, NormSheely.com. That'll take you to their website for Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergei Shuly-Sorin. And I have a, this is kind of an upsetting topic, but I don't know if anyone's discussed it. I think we should.
We should.
COVID has been studied to be persistent in a human body after death for up to 17 days. And I'm thinking that, okay, COVID, what about other diseases that are in the body? What about, you know, what if a loved one passes away and they have a funeral, and can you get COVID from, you know, touching the hand or the face?
Allow me to give you my perspective on what this thing is. I'm just going to speak my mind, but I'm also going to just kind of put it in a perspective in the big picture. Do you remember the time back in the 80s when HIV came out? Immunodeficiency. So the idea is, and why was that scary? Because this is the key. Why was that scary? It was scary because it shut down the immune system. It allowed pathogens to get in. It literally weakened the fort. That's what happened. And once that gets weakened, also what people don't realize is that the immunity and all its organs, it's a very tight moving system. It's a system within systems. So when one thing goes bad, everything goes bad. That's why we are holistic. That's how we talk about this. The immune system is at the center of it. So what COVID does, just like HIV, in a way, is those spike proteins, they hyperstimulate the immune system. So you have the super antigen concept, and it literally sets everything on fire. Think about a body on fire, but not from the outside, but from the inside, if that makes any sense. And that's what's happening. Inflammation, vascular, so on and so forth. How do you get it? Where do you get it? Do you trust the tests? So much uncertainty, all of that stuff. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to focus on the thing that really matters, because the answer, I'm here not about a problem. I'm here for the solution. And the solution is we can't control the outside. We don't know what new advances in technology and delivery systems they or whoever is making. We don't know. And again, if, you know, we just assume the worst and just say, hey, what's the best thing that I can do so that my worst is better than their best? I learned that when I was working with a tactical SWAT team. And the concept there is your defenses have to be better than their offenses on any given day. Be better than the enemy, and then you don't have to worry. Then they can do whatever they need to do, and, hey, I'm ready. Let's go. Show me something. So here is the concept. Get your immune system up to par. Get your health up to par. Get your basics and lifestyle. Get your mental and emotional. And then when something hits, solidify, fortify your lungs. If you're smoking, consider quitting. And now, of course, many people smoke because of stress. Get the stress under control. Get the basic supplements. See a holistic doc. In other words, take care of yourself and realize that the world is a crazy place. I'm sorry, I've gone into a different area that you started with, but I just want to give you my perspective, big picture.
Many years ago, I met Dr. Len Horowitz, a dentist. Mm-hmm. And in the 1990s, and he said that he was hired by the dental industry to figure out what this HIV/AIDS was all about. Mm-hmm. And he found out that he told me and Mrs. Finelli privately that this was man-made. The HIV was man-made. It was a surgically delivered weapon. When I say surgically, I mean precise delivery systems rather than an aerosol. And it was designed to take down people, of which there would be no cure, no fix. If you got it, you were going to die. And that's what it was back in the early days of HIV. So HIV becomes AIDS, right? Acquired immune deficiency syndrome, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So he said to me that there was a dentist in Florida by the name of Dr. Acker. He was a homosexual, and he had HIV/AIDS, and he wanted to announce to the world what this was all about. So he took some of his blood, withdrew it into syringes, and then one of his patients, Kimberly Bregalis, was in the dentist chair. He said, okay, open up wide. He injected her with some of his blood, and she and five others got the same treatment, and they all died of HIV/AIDS. That was how the world knew you don't go to the dentist, because if you do, you're going to get AIDS. That's what was believed back then.
Terrible. Terrible.
So we all need to ramp up our immune systems. I mean, what you said is absolutely profound. And that's what we're all doing here at the farm. Thank you so much for being with us. See you next week.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.